Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
I'm not a jealous person.
No?
Nope.
If you listen to the show, you obviously know that.
Oh, yeah. I know that for sure.
Because you just said it.
Yeah, I just said it. Also, we've talked about things on this show. Alex and I are married, by the way, if you didn't know. We've talked about things on this show that would prove that I'm not a jealous person. Yeah. But there has always been one thing that I've paid attention to where I've noticed that I will suspect that somebody might be cheating.
Ooh.
And that's if I've been in a long committed relationship with someone, right? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my partner does a new move in the bedroom.
A new move?
A new move. It's like, wait a second. We've been together how long? And you just, where'd you learn that? You know? Did you learn that in your new yoga class or your new yoga instructor? Because I have a lot of questions now. Either way, I liked it. It was awesome. So I'm not going to say anything. But I do think you might be up to something. And that's kind of what's going on with Nate, who's on the phone right now for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater. I guess something similar happened to him, and he thinks his wife might be cheating on him.
Ooh.
Nate?
Yeah, hi. Hey. You kind of hit it on the head right there. That's exactly what happened. Okay. She kind of brought something new in the bedroom and definitely made me put up the hairs in the back of my neck for sure.
So, did you at least enjoy it, the new move?
I did, but in the middle of it, I'm like, what? I mean, what? It was very adventurous. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't want to get in too much detail, but it was very out of the norm for what we normally do. I mean, we've been married for 7 years. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm very not used to what we're doing, but, and I'm okay to step out of the boundaries or, you know, I don't feel like we're prudes, but like, it was just way out of left field. We didn't talk about it.
What if she just did some research and wanted to spice things up?
And that is a possibility. But this is kind of the first moment that I started watching her a little closer to, you know, her basically how she's been acting. And she has been acting very different.
Okay. So that's not the whole reason you think she's cheating. That's just the thing that started you going, that's new and interesting. And if you've been together 7 years, you pretty much have done probably a lot of stuff together as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. So something new could be a clue that something might be going
on. It may not.
It may just mean she's bored and she's been Googling new moves.
Yeah. Right.
So is that the only reason?
No, we're a pretty healthy couple, like a health conscious couple. Mm-hmm. And a couple years ago, we kind of like banned fast food in our house. And the other day I found a McDonald's bag with a bunch of food wrappers inside of it in her car. And I asked her about it, yeah, she kind of blew me off. She said that she just had a craving and, you know, she wanted to go get McDonald's. And that's very out of her character. I mean, she's the one that really implemented the health stuff in the house. So, like, okay. It really is bizarre that she had that.
I mean, could it be, though, that she just had a craving?
Yeah, that could be. But then she went to the gym. And, look, we have our locations open to each other just in case something
mm-hmm.
happens.
Mm-hmm.
Not creepy way, but
yeah.
I looked at her location to see if she was still at the gym or she was on her way home. And her location was disconnected from me, which is completely...
Oh.
That's not normal. No. That's not normal for us. So when I asked her about it, she just said she wanted to disconnect. She didn't want, you know, she just wanted to disconnect a little bit while she was at the gym because she was in the sauna or whatever. And I was, that is, to me, that was the big one. Like, okay, something's going on. You're lying to me right
now.
That's
very shady.
I didn't say that to her, but in my head, I'm like, you're lying. There's something going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Have you thought of a way that we could catch her that would, you know, seem like a legit phone call?
Yeah. So we were supposed to go on vacation, but we had to cancel, obviously, because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you call from the hotel or something like that, and I don't know, maybe try to, you know, get a new booking because she basically handles all that stuff
okay.
in our household. So maybe somewhere in there.
Yeah, I could do that. What's the name of the place you're supposed to go?
Resort over in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right, well, that would probably work. Just be like, hey, sorry you had to cancel your reservation.
Yeah.
We'll send you some flowers and hopefully you'll come stay with us again and see if she, mm-hmm. maybe she sends the flowers to you or someone else.
Hopefully she sends them to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, though.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, well, we'll do that next. We'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and see whose name she gives us and find out if she is cheating on you, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it next.
It's time.
Guess what? Happened again.
What? Did?
Almost every single day, every single War of the Roses to catch cheater or first date follow-up or whatever we're doing,
yeah.
I forget a very key piece of information that we need to try to catch a cheater.
You do.
I forgot to ask Nate the name of his wife who we're going to try and catch cheating.
One day I want you to call up and be like, hey, you.
It's going to happen sometime. I'm going to forget and be like, hey so Nate, what is your wife's name?
Her name is Channa.
Channa. Nate told us that he thinks his wife of 7 years might be cheating on him because she busted out a new move in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's weird, but okay, cool. Maybe you Googled it.
Yeah.
And so that got him paying attention. And then they don't eat fast food at all. And there was some fast food wrappers in the back seat of his car. He asked her about it and she said she just had a craving, but that also seemed off to him.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing though is she went to the gym the other day and they share locations on their phone. But her location sharing had stopped and he couldn't get a hold of her.
Mm.
That seems very shady. So we're about to call her and pose to be from a vacation that they had planned that she had to cancel because of COVID and say that we're sorry she had to cancel and we'll sit her, give her a free stay and some flowers or something and see if she sends the flowers to Nate or gives us another person's name and we'll find out. Nate, are you you ready to give her a call?
Yeah, I am I'm as ready as I am. I'm going to be.
Hello.
Hi, this is Speg. I'm calling from Resort. I was looking for Channa.
This is she.
I'm calling you because we're reaching out to people who had to unfortunately cancel their vacations with us, and you recently had to cancel, correct?
No. I had to cancel and rebook.
You canceled. You're saying you canceled and rebooked?
Yeah, I rebooked, but I changed part of the reservation. That's probably why.
Okay, I do see that now. I just need to make sure I have it right now.
Okay.
Can you give me what you changed on it?
Yeah, so it was supposed to be in April, but we changed it to November instead.
Okay. Anyway, we're calling up some of our guests who are going to be staying with us to say thank you, and we'd like to thank them by sending some flowers to I'm sorry?
Okay, I changed the names on it. Could you just check that too to make sure that that's...
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can. Well, I have your name, Channa. And I'll make sure I got the last name correct. What's the last name?
It should be under Reed. And the other name should be Eric.
Oh. I had a Nathan on there. or a Nate on there? Is that not right?
Yeah, I changed that.
To Eric. You're going with someone named Eric, not Nate.
Yep, Eric, that's correct.
Okay, let me change that for you. It's going to take a second because I'm going to have to pull something up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And the thing I have to pull up is your husband, Nate, who's actually on the line listening right now and just heard that.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, who the f*** is Eric? Hello? Who's Eric? Is Eric?
Okay. Yikes.
Jenna, this is the Jubal Show. This is Jubal.
This is Alex.
This is Evan.
And your husband, Nate, who you should know because you've been married for 7 years.
Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm. The one that you initially had this vacation scheduled with.
Okay.
Yeah. Now's your time to talk. Now's your time to explain. What the hell's going on?
I mean, I don't know. It kind of seems like you figured out what's going on.
Yeah. Who's Eric?
He's a friend of mine.
A friend?
That you're going to spend time with at a resort?
Yeah, I think that I need time figuring things out right now, and it might be with someone else.
Oh.
Is that who you were with when you lied and said you were at the gym and you turned your location off? Is that who you were with?
I was at the gym, but I was, like, he works there, and I'm... Oh.
That Eric that's like 17 years old? Are you kidding me? That's who you're a 7-year marriage? That's who you're leaving me for? He's a kid. Are you serious?
He's not 17. He is 21 and
still living at his mom's house, right? Still living at his mom's house.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I guess that's a yes.
That's why you had McDonald's in the back seat, because he's a kid. You have a Happy Meal for him. He's 17 years old. What the hell's the matter with you?
He's not 17. He's 21, and we worked out, and then we got food. It was fine.
Yeah, you buy him his first beer? Did you get him his first beer he's ever had? Was that why you like him so much?
No, and this is why, like, I'm over you. You're just judgmental. Like,
judgmental? You're cheating.
Judgmental? Are you kidding me? Like, I, you're cheating on me with a kid that you met at the gym, and you're calling me judgmental? There's no, any person in the world gets to have judgment on this. Anybody gets to judge, not just me. All these people listening right now, they get to judge too, because it's bad. You should not be doing that. You should be honest with your husband first. Tell me what's going on. If it's something that we could fix, we fix in our house. And you're out spreading it around a kid. Well, yeah, he's probably loving it right now. You're a MILF. He's loving it.
You are just like it's just stale. It's boring, and I'm having fun. You need, like, I don't know. We need to spice things up a little bit. And I didn't obviously mean for you to find out like this, but I don't know. I don't know what to say.
It sounds like you guys need to maybe not be together.
Yeah.
If you guys can't be happy and be faithful to each other.
Yep.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So why don't you go move in with your 21-year-old boyfriend at his little mommy's house? You can take all your stuff with you, and I'll continue my adult life and go to my job where I don't have to wear a name tag, okay? You. I'm done with this.
Whoa. Damn.
I went ahead and hung up on her.
Good.
Nate, I figure you guys can handle that stuff later, but I think you're right. I would definitely... Yeah. Move on, man. You do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for cussing. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's okay.
Totally understand.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you didn't use more cuss words. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
surprised.
You should have gone off.
Yeah.
Well, 7 years is a long time. So, I mean, if you guys decide to split ways, then, you know, be single and have fun and find someone who treats you right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only direction there is. I can't be with someone that cheated on me.
For sure.
It's like an end of the line thing.
Fire with fire, Nate.
Yeah. No, that really is. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
She cheated on you with a 21-year-old dude who's probably working at the front of the gym. Just start hitting up Jamba Juices. You'll find someone.
Yeah.
The Jubal Show's War of the Roses.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.